Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Corinthians, chapters 10 to 13. Aim for spiritual perfection as our ultimate benchmark. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 11 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. In his second letter to the church in Corinth, Apostle Paul addressed most of the faithful believers of that church in the first 9 chapters. In the subsequent passage, Paul then directed his words primarily to those who had questioned his integrity. He was skeptical if these were even true believers. However, as he closes his letter, Paul turns his attention once again to those who really loved and appreciated him, calling them his brethren, and urged them to respond to his letter in 5 ways. First, they were to rejoice in the Lord. As in other passages, farewell here means rejoice. The reason why they should rejoice is because they had the opportunity to judge themselves before God would judge them. Second, they were to mend their ways and become complete. They were to stop quarreling and live in harmony with one another. They were to stop sinning and break permanently with all idolatry. Through this, they were to experience completion or restoration as God would bring them to maturity. Third, they were to be encouraged and be exhorted. They had been given strong admonitions by the Apostle Paul, which they were to receive in good spirits and act upon them. Fourth, they were to foster a united outlook by putting first things first, especially to unite in their attitude towards Paul and his authority. And fifth, they were to live at peace with one another. Then God, who manifests love and peace as the fruit of his Spirit, would remain in fellowship with them. For this, they were to be of one mind, but by having the mind of Christ. Thus joy, maturity, contentment, unity and harmony were Paul's answers to the immaturity, unrest, divisions and fighting that was so evident in the Corinthian assembly. As we apply this passage to our lives, let us understand that we must be true saints of God who love one another and promote peace and purity within the church. We should be the mature ones in the fellowship who encourage spiritual growth among believers. Above all, we need to aim high in our lives in order to reach our desired goals. With Scripture as our daily guide and spiritual leaders as our everyday mentors, we should aim for spiritual perfection. Let us recall the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had commanded us to be perfect, even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Finally, we read the words of Apostle Paul again that he has penned in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13 like this. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.